Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." Strive to enter through the narrow door. I had a question that came up while I was working this week of, how late is too late? It's an interesting question because I guess it depends on the circumstances. But if you go to a movie, how late is too late to show up? Some wait for the trailers of the movies. You know, they don't want to sit through all of that, so they wait. You know, starting time is you know, 7 o'clock, but if you wait till 7:30, you can get there at the start of the movie. You don't have to see all. So it's okay to be late. But how late is too late? If the show starts at 7 and you show up at 8:30, you've missed something, right? You're too late. I mean, you can watch the end, but it's not going to make sense to you too much. So how late is too late? When you go to a play, say you go to the Holt Center or something like that, how late is too late to get in? Once the doors are shut, they usually don't let people in until the change of an act or the change of a scene, right? So you can arrive too late. You know, if you're not responding when the lights are blinking, it's too late. You're going to miss. How late is too late? How late is too late to pay your taxes? We don't want to get into a whole bunch of stuff, but there is a sense of being too late because, I mean, you can wait years, but eventually it's going to catch up to you. How late is too late? How late is too late to go to the dentist to check on that sore tooth? You know, sometimes it's too late once that tooth becomes all infected and does all sorts of gross stuff. It's too late. You're going to lose the tooth. How late is too late? Jesus is talking to some people about the end, really, the end. How late is too late to respond to the call of God? How late is too late? Is there a too late? Because there will be some who will say, well, it's never too late. There's never a too late. You can, in fact, you don't even have to because God is just going to save everyone, so we don't have to worry about it. That's not the way Jesus is talking. Because according to Jesus, there is a too late. So what is the too late for Jesus? He says, once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, then it's too late. Then no matter who you are, once the master of the house has closed the door, it's too late. You're not going to get in. You can't go running, oh, I'm fashionably late, Jesus. No. There's no sense of being fashionably late. Once the door is closed, once they blink the lights and the door is closed, you can't get in. Now, on one sense, this is extremely heavy law where we go, oh my gosh, is it too late for me? Is it too late for me to respond to the call of God? Is it too late? Have I missed my chance? Do we only get one chance? How late is too late? Well, Luther always, I love his answer to all of these kinds of questions because his answer is always, if you can grab your nose or if you can put your hand over your heart and feel it beating, it's not too late. So for Luther, it's not too late as long as you are still living. So when is it too late? According to Luther, it's once you've expired. If nothing has happened before you expire, then it's too late. You become one of those who's knocking on the door going, I want to get in, and the door's closed. It's too late. We don't like to hear that. And that's a hard part sometimes of being Christian or being scriptural is that we don't want to hear that there's a chance that somebody's not going to get in. We want to hear that everybody's going to get in and that it's all going to be okay and that, you know, like the movie All Dogs Go to Heaven, right? That's the way it is. We want that all to be good. We don't want there to be anyone who misses out. We wouldn't wish that on anybody. We don't want people to miss out. But usually that's where it ends. We don't want people to miss out. Okay. Well. But some will. Okay. Well. And we kind of pass it off. Jesus is talking to these people and he says that once the door is closed, there will be people who say, Lord, open to us. And he says, I don't know where you came from. And he says, but we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. Now there's an interesting thing there that Jesus is talking about. Because there will be people who kind of are the entourage, the hangers-on, right? Those who ride coattails. I think we can have all sorts of sayings about it. These are the people who said, well, you know, I sat out in the church parking lot. And so technically, I went to church every day because I went into the parking lot. Or there'll be people who say, well, you know, my grandmother was Lutheran. I haven't ever been to church, but my grandmother did. Well, great for her. Not so good for you. See, these are some of the mindsets that we, and then we go through it too, because we'll say, well, I've been Lutheran all my life. Of course I'm in. Well, wait. Because that's not what he's asking. That's not what he's saying. But that's what the people are saying. Well, I was in your presence. I knew you were there, Jesus. Right? You came into our town, and so I knew you were there. Doesn't that count for something? You know, and he says, you taught in our streets. We heard you. We didn't really pay attention. But we heard you. So doesn't that account for something? I was in the town that you came and healed those people. So what's in it for me? That's what they're looking for. That's what the people that Jesus is talking to are looking for. They're looking for the loophole. What's the loophole? How late is too late? Where's the line? Where's the line? Because I want to walk right up to that line. And when the time comes, I'll step over it just in time. But you don't know when that time is, do you? I mean, you can try. You can walk that line. But you don't know when that time is. You don't know when that door is going to close. We don't know when that door is going to close. The beauty of this conversation that Jesus is having with these people is that he himself is the doorkeeper. He's the one who stands at the door. He's the one who looks out the window and says, it's time. He's the one who calls. We say it in our Lutheran traditions. We say it. He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies. He's the one doing it. And he, for the people here, he's right there in front of their face. That's the beauty. Because he's saying, for you, it's not too late. For you talking to me, it's not too late. For you hearing the word, it's not too late. The door hasn't been closed yet. It's not shut. It's not too late. I think sometimes we lose a sense of urgency, though. We talked about it in Bible study this morning. The speediness of God seems to be pretty slow. According to us, you know, we like things quick. I complain about that all the time with my computer. Turn it on and it takes like 2 minutes to come up. Well, that's not fast enough. I don't even have time to get a cup of coffee and my computer, but that's not fast enough. I want it on when I turn it on. We like things instantaneously, but that's not the way that God works. But it's not too late. It's not too late for us to tell those around us about Jesus. It's not too late to share the gospel with our friends, neighbors, family. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it doesn't always work the way we want it to. I know that it puts us out there. But we don't want to walk that line, and we certainly don't want others walking that line. And the beauty is, again, that Jesus is right here. He's right here among us. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he is here. So Jesus is present with us today, now. And it's God who does the calling. Sometimes through us, sometimes around us, sometimes despite us, as I often say, God still calls. He still calls. We may not always hear it. Others may not always hear it. But he still calls. It's not too late. Jesus goes on to say, "You yourselves will be cast out when it's too late." He says, "But people will come from east and west, from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God." In other words, God's calling all. His invitation, his proclamation, his gospel message is for every single human being, regardless of where they were brought up, how they came to be, whether they've been in the church their entire lives or whether they've never heard of Jesus before. The call is there. It's proclaimed to the ends of the earth. He says people will come from the ends of the earth, east and west and north and south. That's what he means by that. All directions, all people, all nations will be coming. And some who are last will be first. And some who are first will be last. It's not too late. The call of Jesus goes out. Today, that call goes out to us once again, and we hear it. We hear Jesus say, "Come, come, all is ready. Come, the feast is prepared. Come, the banquet is ready." All of these stories that we've heard over the last few weeks has been Jesus calling, "Come, everything is ready. The door is still open. It's not too late." Now, here's where a professor of mine once said, "Don't tell people to go and share the gospel without giving them something tangible to do." So I'm not just going to say, "Go out there and share the gospel." I would fail that class. So, here's a couple of options. First is, of course, we have our 102nd anniversary. These are how-tos to take with you. We have the 102nd anniversary coming up in November. You have an opportunity to invite people to church for a celebration in which they will hear the gospel message. They may not expect it, but they'll hear it. So you can invite people to a celebration. And we're not being underhanded in trying to trick people into hearing the gospel. So you have an invitation. There are cards out there, actually, that Paula made up. They're sitting on the table. They are for you to hand to people. And you can do that with whether you know the people or not. Right? The invitation is there. Okay, so that's one way. Another way is, over at Hope Lutheran, in a couple of weekends, there's going to be a huge garage sale. I've seen the garages that they're opening up to sell stuff. It's a huge garage sale, and there's a lot of stuff. But it's not just the garage sale, right? It's an invitation to be part of a community. The proceeds are going to help the ARC park that they're building, the one for those who are differently abled kids to play on the park. And so the whatever proceeds are made are going to support that, which I think is a great thing. But it's also part of the community. So there's part two. You could go and you can bring people to it. Third, again, this is over at Hope. And the last Sunday of August, which is coming up, they're going to have an ice cream social after church. Now, if you don't know, Hope Lutheran Church has their service at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that means about 2:30, we'll be starting an ice cream social, which is open to everybody. So there's another opportunity. And I'm sure you can think of so many other ways, but those are three. Really easy, not confrontational, general invites to something that the church is doing in support of their community. Great opportunities. Easy to do. Gospel invitations. Because who knows what the Holy Spirit will do among those things, right? It may just be ice cream to some, but the Holy Spirit may be doing some things without us knowing about it. It may be just a garage sale of a whole bunch of stuff, but the Holy Spirit may be active in a conversation that somebody's having. And it may just be 102 years of celebration, but who knows what the Holy Spirit will do in that 102nd year. This is the 65th year of this building in this place. It's the 102nd year of the church being in existence here in Eugene. Pretty monumental, exciting things. So now I'll say, go and share the gospel. Pick a way. I gave you three, but there's plenty more. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep our hearts and minds always in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to rise for the prayers of the church.